Before I moved to Gloucester, I lived in Jamaica, and I came here when I at the age of 11, with my siblings. My sister is older than myself, and my brother is younger than me. And we came along. I think it was in the August. It was July, August that we came. Because I can always remember it being very warm, but not warm enough as it was in Jamaica. So, yeah.
And presumably you came with your parents?
I didn't, no. Right. No. My parents had come beforehand, and they've been living here for some numbers of years. They had seven children, my parents. Well, when I say seven, they had six children in Jamaica before they actually came over to England to work. They had that call in from the government to say that they needed people to come over and do, you know, to help out because there was a shortage of manpower, really. And so they took that opportunity to come over. First, it was my dad. And then my dad saved up enough money then to send for my mum. And we stayed in Jamaica with living with my grandmother, who was my mum's mother. And that was six of us. And gradually, as they saved up, they sent for, you know, my eldest brother first came over. And then my sister and my other sister. And then the three of us came over all together.
Three of you travel alone?
Yeah, we did. It was acceptable in those days. We came over on I remember BOAC, which was all exciting as an 11-year-old. You know, it was a journey that we've not had before, and certainly the distance we've never travelled before either. So this was our first, so we didn't know what to encounter. But because Mum and Dad always sent us letters, we knew basically, you know, what we were heading for, really. And they told us we were heading for a better life, and we'd be able to go to school and so forth.
And